Food companies that make high-calorie snacks and beverages are increasing efforts to promote healthy lifestyles. Lawyers and nutrition experts say it's because companies are worried they could face huge multi-million-dollar lawsuits, like the lawsuits involving the tobacco industry. Food industry officials say companies always have been active in promoting healthy living. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Kraft Foods makes frozen pizza and mayonnaise. It also makes cottage cheese and yogurt. PepsiCo makes potato chips and Pepsi-Cola, as well as oatmeal and frozen orange juice. Recently, the two companies joined with other food makers to launch a state-of-the-art website to encourage kids to eat better. At kidnetic.com, kids can play games like Inner G to learn about the body, or Betcha Can't to see if you can jump rope over 800 times in 3 minutes. Then there's Recipe Roundup, where you can learn how to make monkey brain stew, otherwise known as chili, or a game to get kids moving even when they're stuck in the house. It's a scavenger hunt with a time clock. Kids race through the house looking for a baseball cap, a bar of soap, a magazine, or a dime. If all the items are found, there's a winner. Kidnetic is the food industry's latest effort to get kids to eat better and exercise more. But it's not the only one. This spring, Coca-Cola handed out pedometers to middle school students in Houston, Atlanta, and Philadelphia to count the number of steps they took in a day. Lisa Caddick is with the Grocery Manufacturers of America.
It's a great way for people to visually see how many steps they take in a day, and then they can consciously think about wanting to take more steps than they did the day before.
Some food companies are subsidizing physical activities in schools or sponsoring sporting events in communities. But Margot Wutan, with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, says exercise alone won't protect most people from obesity.
You just can't exercise enough to burn off the huge portion sizes that are being served in restaurants. If you go to McDonald's and you order a Big Mac supersized value meal, the average woman would have to run for 2.5 hours to burn off the calories that they just ate.
Wutan says it's helpful for food companies to try to educate kids about healthful eating, but at the same time, she says these companies are marketing heavily to get kids to eat their not-so-healthy products.
Most of the ads they see are for fast food, snack foods, candy bars, soda, and other foods that are high in calories and low in nutrition. They see very few, almost no ads for low-fat milk and strawberries and broccoli and other foods that should make up the bulk of their diet.
The food industry spends $25 billion a year on advertising. Only 2% of that is for fruit, vegetables, grains, and beans. Some health experts want the government to regulate advertising aimed at children. Wutan says there's even talk of tobacco-like lawsuits against companies that market high-fat, high-calorie foods.
Most people know that they should eat better and they should exercise more, but I think most would be surprised to learn that poor diet and physical inactivity kill as many people every year as tobacco.
Richard Daynard is a law professor who founded the Tobacco Products Liability Project, which encourages lawsuits against tobacco companies. Now he's looking into litigation against food companies, and he expects lawsuits charging some companies with unfair marketing practices.
So an example would be selling a food as low fat, but in fact it's very high calorie. You know, or saying the food is high in calcium, something like that, which might be literally true, but also very high, let's say, in saturated fats or something else.
Even so, Daynard doesn't think companies will face huge lawsuits like the ones against the tobacco industry.
Most people eat more than one kind of food. So, including people who, you know, are overweight or obese, you know, have not done it all by eating, you know, sitting there and just eating Ben and Jerry's ice cream, quart after quart after quart, until they got there. I mean, that's not the, you know, normal way it happens. Whereas smokers typically will smoke one brand. You know, they're very loyal to a particular brand, and that's it. So it's going to be very hard to figure out, you know, who done it. you know, in these cases, what company is responsible.
For now, Daynard's busy compiling information about how food companies market their products, and the food industry's busy initiating new health education programs and maintaining old ones.
And now, McDonald's proudly sponsors What's on Your Plate with your host, Willie Muntright.
Patricia Namond, NPR News, Los Angeles.